Welcome to Cryptonomics, Principles of Cryptocurrency and Investing. Now, over the last year, fortunately, a lot of people have lost a lot of money in cryptocurrency, and a lot more people are actually feeling the regret of never having bought in the first place. And that is the pain of existence, my friends, so I'd like to talk to you about that, how to deal with the pain of regret. Let's talk about it. Welcome to Cryptonomics, Principles of Cryptocurrency and Investing, and thank you so much to all those people who are sharing these videos and podcasts and subscribing on your favorite podcasting app, sharing on YouTube and liking on Facebook and re-steaming on Steemit. I appreciate it. I really like when you do that. So someone sent me a message the other day asking about what happens when you lose millions of dollars on cryptocurrency. So this person had invested thousands of dollars years ago, and as the bubble was going up, they were enjoying it, maybe even feeling a little hubris, because people were coming to them and asking them for help when it came to crypto. And it's a good feeling. But then the crash comes. And what do you do then?
The moon. It comes crashing into Earth. And what do you do then?
And you look back and say, why was I such an idiot? Why was I afraid to take out money? Or why did I think it would be safe? Or why did I not do exactly what I knew I should do? And that cuts deep. And I don't know exactly why, but it's so funny because sometimes it hurts a lot more to have something and lose it than to never have it in the first place. First thing to do in a situation like that, as I talked about with my buddy Luis in a previous episode, count your blessings, because yeah, maybe you lost a lot of money. I mean, people even lost millions of dollars, as I said. Millions of dollars. Can you imagine losing millions of dollars? But you probably didn't lose a friend, as Luis did. You probably still have your family, and you probably still have your health. And so be grateful. Enjoy the things that you do have. And in a lot of these cases, people who got into cryptocurrency a while ago, they're probably a lot better off than they were 2 years ago. I know I am, even despite the losses. But maybe you're not better off than you were 2 years ago. Maybe you're worse off because you put money in at the peak and watched Bitcoin crash right down from 20,000 to 3,500. And that hurts. And when it hurts, it normally means there's a lesson that's gone unprocessed. So maybe that lesson will cost you $3,000. It might cost you millions of dollars, but it might also be some of the most valuable lessons that you learn in your life. And I guarantee you there's more than one lesson to learn from what has happened. There's another thing, this perspective, like, you know, people go to a sad movie and then they feel sad when they watch the movie, but they don't resist it. They don't say, oh, this is so terrible, why did I come to this movie? No, because they want to feel that. They want to push their heart to the extreme and let them dry the sponge. Let them squeeze the sponge of their heart to let out those things that are within. There's nothing wrong with feeling deeply. There's nothing wrong with being lonely or sad or regretful. It's part of being human. And you know, that's actually the reason why you came here. When you embark on a journey, you know things are going to go bad. You know you're going to have problems and things aren't going to go according to plan. And you may even know that sometimes you're going to get upset and frustrated about it. But you embark on the journey anyway. And that's what life is like, man. That's why we're here. Don't you remember? The point is, yeah, you're gonna feel pain, hurt, regret, everything. But you can enjoy it. It's actually a kind of gift. My friend Link said to me last night, he's calling me from the ashram, and he said that he's trying to master future hindsight. Because there are those times in your life when you look back and say, man, that was one of the hardest times of my life. But that was some of the best times of my life. I've never felt so alive. I've never grown so much. And you can feel that right now through the pain you're going through. It's not easy, but it is possible. And then when you've done these things, when you've enjoyed the pain, felt the depths of the pain, dried the sponge, and learned your lessons, you can let it go. And when you have learned the lessons, letting go will come easily and naturally, just like dropping a weight. You don't need to hold on to it anymore. So those are the things. Count your blessings. Enjoy the pain. Enjoy the ride. Don't seek pain, but enjoy the pain. And let it go. Learn the lessons and let it go. Thank you so much for listening to Cryptonomics. Thank you for sharing these videos and listening and watching and sending it to your friends and having a great day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Greetings from Lisbon, Portugal. I'll speak to you soon. Stay grateful.